The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee. He taught them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching, because he spoke with authority. In the synagogue there was a man with the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Be quiet, come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down in front of them and came out of him without doing him any harm. They were all amazed and said to one another, "What is there about his word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And news of him spread everywhere in the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord. Praying this Gospel last night with the Rosary, the first thing that jumped out at me as I'm reading along is he had the spirit, so he's possessed the spirit of an unclean demon. And I thought, an unclean, aren't they all unclean, right? There is a deaf spirit that we encounter in Scripture. There is a mute spirit. There's a spirit who throws the young boy into fire and water. There's another that causes the man to inflict pain upon himself. In the last few months, doing a little bit of deliverance ministry, something I've discovered is that every spirit attacks and tempts in a different way. This one was an unclean spirit, probably tempting the man towards impurity. And so what do we do in this situation? So there's going to be spirits of depression, or spirits of fear, or spirits of pornography, or spirits of overeating that are going to attack us in different ways. And it doesn't mean that we're possessed, right? Those cases are extremely rare. But because of past sins, or because of ways that we've been wounded or hurt, where we open ourselves to be attached or tied to or bound by an evil spirit. And so what do we do in those situations? What is it that casts out those spirits? It says the authority of Christ. So every single one of us, because of our baptism, shares in Christ's authority. So we can each individually say, I reject you. The spirit of self-hatred, I'm not going to give in to you anymore. I reject you, spirit of deception. You know, you keep tempting me towards lying. I'm not going down that route. And so forth. Now, what if we're in a situation where, okay, we've done that, Father, and I continue to fall in this specific way. You know, what's going on? Every priest, by his ordination, has the power, the authority of Christ to do minor exorcisms, to simply say prayers of deliverance over someone, to say, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I command this spirit, any connection it has to this individual, to be cast out. I sever the tie that exists there. And in the rare, extremely rare cases where there's an actual possession, something further is needed, not just the authority that every priest shares in, but the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ that comes down through the bishop. Any exorcist who performs an exorcism must have the permission of the bishop, and in doing so, he has the authority of Jesus Christ given through the apostles to perform that ministry. The authority of Christ persists in his church until the end of time, and every single one of us has access to that authority. May we use it to be set free.